as I was thinking about what to say, particularly in some kind of message, my mind went back quickly to one of my last conversations that I had with Minnie. It was a few weeks ago. It had been her second time in the hospital in as many weeks. And so I came and I sat there with her. We chatted about what was going on. She was recognizing her body was quickly beginning to fade. And I, as we were chatting, stopped and I asked her if she was afraid of death. She looked at me, quickly, confidently replying, "No, I'm not afraid of death. I know where I'm going. I'm going to be with Jesus." That is a special kind of confidence. It's the kind of confidence that comes from a lifetime of trusting Jesus through the midst of suffering and pain, but also through celebrations and joys. It's the kind of confidence that comes from knowing the reality that we are sinners, but the graciousness and the goodness of our Savior. And so as we face this loss, the reality of her death, we too can have the same kind of confidence that Minnie had in the face of death by going to His Word. God has graciously authenticated His Word, not merely as the Word of men, but God breathed in our means of hope. So as I thought about Minnie's confidence and talked about it with others, I came to Philippians, a letter from the Apostle Paul, and particularly chapter 1, verse 21, where we see the same kind of confidence. So I'm going to read just a short portion of Philippians 1 and make a few brief comments. Starting in the middle of verse 18, the apostle says, "Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is, my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." Amen. The word of our Lord. The apostle is writing this letter while he's in prison. It was not uncommon for the apostle Paul to be suffering. He spent much time imprisoned and sick, being beaten. Yet he was confident. He was confident that Christ would be glorified whether he died or whether he lived. If he lived, he lived for Christ. And if he dies, it would be his gain. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. 9 simple words that express a divine gospel confidence. And it was this confidence that Minnie had, and it can be your confidence today. So I'm just going to give brief consideration to first, what does this confidence look like? We'll look back at verse 21. Listen to what Paul says. "For to me, to live is Christ." So this kind of confidence starts by living for Jesus. A confidence that is able to be had even in the face of death starts by knowing that when we live, we do so for Jesus Christ. This is what we saw in the life of Minnie. I mentioned earlier that whenever I would visit her, I saw her crochet. That was always not far from her, but there were other things that were never far from her. Her Bible, her book of prayers or a devotional, and of course her yarn and needles, but those were often to make sweaters and hats for those who were in need. You see, Minnie lived her life for Jesus. She was ready for death because she had started first by living faithfully and fruitfully for Christ. This is what Paul says in verse 22. "If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me." And Minnie knew that. As long as she was alive, it meant that she had something more to do for Jesus. For many, it looked like cultivating her relationship with the Lord through reading His Word, praying God's Word, praying for others. It meant continuing to make scarves and hats for those who were needy in Washington. Often there would be a box ready to be sent out of hundreds of hats or scarves that needed to be sent. It meant building relationships with others at Stafford Baptist, like a 28-year-old who she had nothing in common with except for the gospel of Jesus. We know Minnie had gospel confidence because her faith in Jesus motivated her love for God and love for one another. She lived for Christ. But her gospel confidence took shape not only as she lived for Christ, but it looked like as she was confident that in her death she would be present with Christ. And that's the second aspect of what gospel confidence looks like. It looks like knowing that we will be present with Christ. This is what the Apostle Paul says when he says in verse 21, "And to die is gain." Why is death gain? That sounds strange. Well, he explains it in verse 23. "I am hard pressed between the two." He didn't long for death in one way, but he did have a desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. Death is gain because it means first that we are absent from a broken body. Our bodies made by God are broken. Right? We get sick. Fluid fills up around our lungs, as it often did for many. We need oxygen tanks, and the reality is our bodies don't work as they should. And that's because, the Bible tells us, of sin. Because of sin, this world doesn't work as it should. And so our earthly bodies are not permanent. And when we die, we leave this earthly body, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5, and we await our heavenly body. And you can take comfort in that this morning, that Minnie has left the suffering of her earthly body. She's no longer plagued by the issues she's been plagued with. She's not plagued by heart issues or infections. She has left this broken body. But she's now present with the Lord. See, not only do we leave our broken bodies, but if we believe in Jesus, we are then at death. It's not the end. We move to be with Christ. That which Minnie was confident in has now been fulfilled. The confidence she told me about 2 weeks ago, she now sees in full. She is with Jesus. She lacks nothing. What she saw by faith, she now sees by full sight. This is what we were created for, to dwell with God and for God to dwell with us. And for those who believe in Jesus Christ, that is what death becomes. It becomes the entrance to now dwelling with Him. Minnie's confidence was if Jesus really did rise from the dead, then she knew she too would rise with Him. That her death would only be the entrance into the next life. What she was confident in is now confirmed to her. I wonder if this confidence seems foreign to you. Maybe as you sit here this morning, you wonder, can I have that same kind of confidence? Well, that's what I want to consider next. Where do we get this kind of confidence? How do we build this kind of gospel confidence? Well, ultimately, it's through believing in Jesus. See, Paul's confidence in Philippians 1 is tied to Christ. Right? Verse 19, he says, "I know through the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ that this will turn out for my deliverance." In verse 20, he says that with full courage I have now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body. For him, in verse 21, to live is Christ. Verse 23, that he would depart and be with Christ. The kind of gospel confidence that marks the Apostle Paul, that marked our sister Minnie, that can mark us even as we grieve, is formed by believing in Jesus. There is no confidence apart from knowing Jesus Christ. If many were to join us today, what would she say to you and to me? Well, first she would say that she loves you. And she would know it with fresh eyes, a soul free from sin and suffering. She would love you with a perfect love. But the second thing she would tell us is that it's all true. Who Jesus is, what reward and joy and peace there is in his presence, that to die is really gain. She would exhort us to believe in Christ. She would tell us that we have every reason to be confident in him. And friends and family, that confidence starts by looking to Jesus, who by his death and resurrection frees us from sin. Because God is good, he is opposed to our evil, the ways that we live that are against his will. He is justly angry with our sin. But on the cross, Jesus willingly died in our place. See, God sent his son to pursue us, to become sin, our sins placed on him, taking God's wrath against our sin for us. And then Jesus rose to ensure that we too would rise with him if we believe. The offer that many took comfort in, that she oriented her life around, that became like her North Star, is that faith in Jesus rescues us from what our sins deserve, reconciles us with God, and gives us the hope and confidence of eternal life in him. And any who believe in Jesus today will be given the same confidence that many had. We can have too. And so I truly believe if Minnie was here, she would tell us to believe, to look in faith to Jesus, to turn from our sin and take hold of the confidence that Jesus gives us. She would proclaim to us what the Apostle Paul told the Colossian church in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. I had these on my mind because these were the last pieces of scripture that I read with many. Paul in Colossians chapter 2 says this, "And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands." Friends, our sin has earned a debt that we cannot pay. But Jesus has paid it. Full forgiveness, full freedom from debt. The debt that we owe is found at the cross. Found as we trust in Jesus and turn from our sin. And by that belief, we can have confidence that we will join many in the new life when Jesus returns to make all things new. That we too can taste of the amazing grace of our God. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for the grace that we know in Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, Father, that as many trusted in Jesus, that, Father, you would help us to trust in Jesus. That we would have the kind of faith that lived for Christ, even up to the point of our death, just as many did. And that we would have the kind of faith that would make us confident, even in the face of death, just as many was. And Father, we pray that you would give us this confidence as we grieve, that we would grieve with hope. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.